This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What are leftists wrong about? Well, just about everything. They're wrong about the police, for example. Are you seeing the real stats that I've discussed many times on my program and when I was doing a lot more media? But these stats that are circulating about the leftists who think that thousands of black people are being killed every year by police, unarmed blacks. And in fact, the number of blacks killed by police in a given year is probably around 150 total. The number of them who are, quote, unarmed is less than 10. Say 15 to be on the safe side. And just because they're unarmed doesn't mean that they weren't meant to be shot. For example, they may have been wielding they didn't have a gun. But like in the case of this latest incident with Andrew Brown Jr., he rammed the police with his car. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I'm going to shock you this hour. Some of you have been listening to the program long enough that you know you're just here to learn, and you understand that it's not about shock. It's about information, knowing what is out there. So leftists are shocked to learn that less than 20 unarmed black people, as they put it, are killed by police in a year. They think it's thousands. But cops is just one thing leftists are wrong about. They're wrong about many other things. I'll get to those. I want to just give you a little bit more about the policing situation. I want you to think about this from a logical perspective, because I think you're going to go, I didn't think of it that way. But ask yourself this. Why the media doesn't give the actual number of blacks killed by police in a year, wrongly or otherwise? Why do they allow the fake narrative shared by an overwhelming number of leftists, I'm talking about 70-80%, who believe that it's thousands, which makes it epidemic? Now, what's funny about that is they won't tell you that police kill less than 200 blacks a year, and that's in a bad year. But blacks kill thousands of other blacks every year, and the left say nothing about it. You should be, that's the crux of things. Why do you let one lie persist and you won't even talk about the other? Facebook, Marxism, woohoo, black people, unite, BLM, yada, yada, yada. Then you say, well, wait a minute, it's really funny that the leader of the BLM owns millions of dollars of homes. They squash the story. They don't want to tell you. She's not a Marxist. She's a capitalist. She's making money off of a lie. They don't want to tell you that. They don't want you to know. Because it'll wake too many people up. While you're out there being defensive about Black Lives Matter, man, and some of you conservatives are going, well, Kevin, I mean, I do kind of understand why Black Lives Matter, why they would say that. No, all lives matter. I don't care. There's no rationalization you're going to give this black man to where I can't say all lives matter. All lives matter. And if you want to tell me Black Lives Matter, I'm going to call you a disingenuous hypocrite. Because if Black Lives Matter, they would matter to black people. And they don't. Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization that does one thing. It gets money for its communistic ownership, which is the Patrice Kahn colors, and it does nothing for black people. It's perfection of communism and Marxism. And she is perfecting bogus capitalism. She's making money off of a product that's defective. And she doesn't care. If she was manufacturing a real product, a garment or something like that, she'd be out of business in 2 days. Because people would go, this shirt doesn't even fit. It's skewed. The colors don't match. Or it's got runs in it or whatever. Everybody would be returning the product. But when we start talking about it from the standpoint of philosophical stuff, people get nervous. Oh, I don't want to attack black people. I mean, Kevin, what do you mean? You're attacking a lie. You're taking back shoes that don't have a sole in them, you know, or they don't have the arch, or they don't fit you right. They're rubbing you on your heel. You're taking it back, and you're saying, you know what? This shoe doesn't work. If you put it in manufacturing terms, Black Lives Matter, is it dies on the vine. But when you put it into the scheme of what leftism is, it flourishes. And by the way, that's what leftism is good for. It takes the worst of something, and it makes it better. If Black Lives Matter were like unhyphenatedamerica.org, which is my organization, they wouldn't give it a dime. That's the way it works. So why doesn't the media tell you the actual number of blacks who were killed by police in total? Then why don't they tell you the ones who are, you know, suspect? If you want to put Chauvin in that crowd, or the officers that shot the girl in Ohio who was about to kill the other black girl, fine. You can analyze those and say, let's look at those individually. But they don't want to tell you the truth. And by the way, Officer Chauvin, he shouldn't have gone to prison. Certainly the cop who shot the black chick who was going to kill the other black chick, there should be no investigation, inquiry, or anything. He did the right thing. But they don't want to tell you that. That's what you should be asking yourself. Why? Why do they let the fake narratives persist? We talk about it at bleedingbluemovie.com, my movie. We delve into it better than anybody. I wish you could have caught the free version. It was on two Saturdays ago. We have a media, folks, that sells lies. Imagine that. You couldn't have convinced me years ago that the media was a prop of politicians. But now I know it to be true. I look at no news story with the idea that I'm getting legit truth. I don't do it. I won't look at it that way. But what else are they lying about? The leftists, the big cheat of 2020, the presidential election? Yes, a lie. Anything that has to do with Donald Trump in the media, you have a 95% chance it is negative and it is a lie. You know nothing about Trump if you're reading it in the media. Same is true of Biden. You think you're getting the truth about that creepy freak, Joey Demento? Lies. It's Weekend at Bernie's. And consider, folks, that the New York Times promoted the idea of a racist America with the 1619 Project, the notion that America was founded when slaves first arrived in 1619. Oh, how that blew up in their faces when people learned that America's first slave owner was Anthony Johnson, a black man. But even with that notion and the fact that some of the biggest slave traders in America were, wait for it, white people, black folks. We talk about it at 1619exposed.com. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
While Democrats live very little of their hypocrisies, America does. John Kerry, we learn, made a ton of money in stocks. Here's what the article reads. John Kerry disclosed millions in income and a massive stock portfolio that he's liquidated since taking Biden's special climate envoy. He's one of the wealthiest members of Congress. We talked about this the other day. He advised firms in the way of energy. He knew where the policy was going to go, and he made a fortune. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Would you want to wake up to the hypocrisy of leftism every day? I mean, the craziness of it. Open border policy, black people being killed, killing each other left and right. You want to blame the cops? Capitalists are responsible for all the ills of the world, while the Marxists are buying million-dollar homes. I mean, it is rife with hypocrisy. And you got to wake up every day knowing that some trick is going to be played. some nonsense, you know, as we say in the vernacular, game no game. You aren't even going to know the game that's being played on you. Or maybe you do, and you just don't care. Wave your hands in the air. You know, I'm just saying, leftism, God, it stinks on ice. Why would you want to be a part of that? A part of an ongoing lie. A lie, quite frankly, that you must tell to yourself. The Holly weirdo chicks that wanted to get their daughters into USC and UCLA. Liars, frauds, front. Oh, we're all about the downtrodden and this, that, and the other. As they pay people millions of dollars to skirt the system. They talk about giving away their money. We need a better tax policy to tax people for this or that. As they do everything they can to skirt taxes. John Kerry, the very guy I mentioned a minute ago, who's made millions of dollars influencing people in trends that he knows are going to occur, he hid Esmeralda, his yacht, in another state so he didn't have to pay taxes on his yacht. We know you're rich. But he pretends to be ashamed of his rich.
The rich people need to be doing more.
As he tries not to do more. Successfully. And the only time that they fess up is when they're caught. And then when they get caught, you know what they do? Huh? You want to know the magic word? They spin it. They spin, spin, spin.
It wasn't really what I was trying to do. What I was going to do was this or that.
Barbara Streisand put her home in the name of her husband so she didn't have to pay taxes on it. This is what they do. And then they decry, rich people don't want to give their fair share. Well, what did you just do? Madonna wouldn't let Lourdes watch her videos, but she'll let her videos be watched by millions of other young girls watching her shake it up. It is amazingly hypocritical. The media, think about what they've got to do. They got to wake up every morning and they have to figure out how do you cover for a brain dead moron that everybody knows was elected on a cheat. How do you cover for him? It's easy to see why they have to. I put out some headlines over the weekend. Here's what I read over the weekend. From Iran to North Korea, Biden has a world of challenges to confront. That's putting it nicely. Before we get into that, I want you to consider how Trump performed in the area of foreign policy. North Korea. He negotiated peace. He got Kim Jong-un to finally cross over the border, kiss his cousin, join them together. Trump set foot on North Korean soil. We had things moving forward. What are we? Biden is struggling with it. And what else? North Korea to Iran? What about Iran? Was Trump struggling with it? He had that economy in shambles. The Iranian currency, the rial, was falling. I mean, he had them in check. And now,
from Iran to North Korea, Biden has a world of challenges to confront.
Yeah, then he doesn't know how to do it. Why? Because he's a brain-dead moron. CNN, here's an article. Border wall construction. What happened when it froze? You want to know what happened? Here's what they say. Once a bustling construction zone here, now it's like a ghost town, frozen in time. Heavy machinery is parked and motionless. Stacks of steel bollards stretch as far as the eye can see. The Trump administration had built more than 450 miles of fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border, including hundreds of miles of replacement fencing, 52 miles of construction where there were no barriers before. The wall became a focal point of his presidency. Blah, blah, blah. On his campaign trail, Biden vowed not to build another foot. And he swiftly halted construction. How do you halt construction on a wall that protects your sovereignty? Fencing currently covers 706 miles of the 1,954-mile U.S. border. They visited locations and they said it's been paused. He's proud that he paused it. He's proud that he's not protecting this nation. Proud of it. Is he proud of his border policy that he's turned over to Kamala Harris? Neither one of them's been. And even if they went, for what? So they could politicize it? So they could tell you more lies? How sick are these people, man?
Here's the next one. Biden lays border crisis on Trump's administration's refusal to cooperate. That was a headline. Then they go on. Biden blamed the Trump administration for ongoing problems at the U.S.-Mexico border, citing its failure to cooperate and share critical information during the presidential transition period. I guess it wasn't enough that Biden and the Democrats had invited these people up the same way Obama did. He created his own problem. And then what's he do? This brain-dead moronic clown says it was Trump's fault. Here's another article. Biden's first 100 days, foreign policy hit, misses, and maybes. What hits? The only hits he made in foreign policy was when he continued the Trump policy. They said, after 100 days in the Oval Office, Biden's foreign policy has not delivered much of a hit parade. Still, there are some solid gets, some gobsmacking missteps, and a few pretty big challenges where the call could go one way or the other. Hey, let me tell you where it's going to go. The other? Whether a Biden foreign policy can keep America free, safe, safe and prosperous, in a global neighborhood that is getting tougher by the day remains an open issue. Do you feel protected by Joe Biden? A man who won't build a fence? A guy who's taking the teeth out of the military is going to go back to LGBT nonsense, and I could go on. You feel safe with Biden challenging Xi, handling North Korea? He's about to dump a crap load more money to Iran. Do you feel safe with this guy? Have you ever had a stupid cousin, somebody that you knew wasn't all there? Do you know somebody like that? Well, if you don't, you do now. It's the guy that sits in the Oval Office of the United States, demented Joe Biden. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As the race to vaccinate Americans continues, the White House is reallocating doses of coronavirus vaccines and having them shipped to areas of greater need.
We're in a different phase now that we were, and we were even a couple of weeks ago in terms of access to supply, and we want to ensure that we free up unused and unordered doses.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the new plan allows for more flexibility in the changing landscape of the vaccinations. Attorney General Merrick Garland is concerned about security at federal courthouses across the country. Garland noting the rise of domestic violent extremism during a House hearing.
Judges, as is true of many other government officials, both in federal and state governments, are becoming more likely to be targets.
The Antifa riots continuing in Portland, Oregon, with five people being arrested there over the weekend. USA Radio News. The smuggling of illegal immigrants by boat is becoming a more common occurrence off the coast of California. According to data from the U.S. Border Patrol, agents documented 309 maritime smuggling events in the San Diego sector in fiscal year 2020, and agents have logged 157 maritime smuggling events so far this fiscal year. Border Patrol agent Jeff Stevenson reminding everyone,
the smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
Pfizer's top science officer says folks at the greatest risk will be first in line to get COVID-19 booster shots. The company expects people who have been vaccinated will need a third dose within 12 months of being fully vaccinated. The shots will likely be needed annually. Pfizer expects to make $26 billion this year from the sale of its COVID-19 vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the previous segment of the broadcast today, would you want to be a Democrat to have to wake up to the hypocrisy of their ideas and what they do? They don't live it. They try their best not to live it. They lie, they cheat, they connive, etc., and pretend to be wholesome individuals caring about America. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Check out what happened in Chicago over the weekend.
Yeah, Mark, a mixed bag with these new numbers. Chicago police saying carjackings and some of the other most serious crimes are down since January, but shootings and murders continue to outpace 2020. According to this new data from Chicago police, from January 1st to April 30th, Chicago police say there have been 832 shootings compared to 623 last year. And over that same four-month stretch this year, police say there have been 187 murders, and that's compared to 156 last year. Violent crime overall is up 4% from January, and it's up 20% in April compared to the same month last year. All of that according to CPD's latest data. But police also touting major progress on the carjacking front. We know that's been a big issue in the city, reporting a more than 55% decline in vehicular hijackings since January. Despite this apparent decline, police warning the community about 7 new incidents on Chicago's south and southwest sides involving a group of attackers robbing people at gunpoint using a carjacked Jeep. Those incidents just in the last couple of days. Police do point out more guns have been taken off the street this year, 3,600 so far this year, including 150 assault weapons.
So I talk about Chicago a lot, but there's a bigger meaning behind it. And I want you to just think about this report. He says it's a mixed bag in Chicago. Carjackings are down since January, but shootings and murders outpace the 2020 shootings and murders. And he gives some numbers. 832 shootings this year versus 623 last year, which, by the way, last year was a huge jump up again. 187 murders now versus 156. Now, let's go back to shootings. 200 more shootings this year at this time than there was last year. We're talking about a 20-something percent increase. Then 187 murders versus 156 murders, which 156 by this time was a crazy number. Violent crime up 20% in April, but Heath calls it a mixed bag. Why? Because, well, people aren't getting their cars stolen as much. That's just amazing to me. But then he comes back later and he says, but they're still warning about cars. Your car could still get jacked, because what he's not telling you is even though the carjackings are down since January, they're not down from what they were the year before. Crime is still going up at a crazy pace, and you might not lose your car, but you could lose your life. But it's a mixed bag. 3,600 weapons were seized, he said. Let me ask you this. Of the 3,600 weapons seized, I'm just polling the Kevin Jackson Network audience. Real quickly, ad hoc poll. Of the 3,600 weapons that were seized, how many of those weapons do you believe were legal? You know what? I'm not even going to finish the Jeopardy little pause, because you know the number. 3,600 weapons were seized and 3,600 were illegal. But I love the little thing he added, 150 of which were assault weapons. Whoa, that's supposed to make you, oh my gosh, there were 3,600 weapons seized and 150 of them were assault weapons? What? Stop it. Don't say it isn't so. Well, if you do the math, it means, I don't know, about one out of every weapon seized, one out of a 20, maybe, of every weapon seized was a quote, well, maybe one out of 18, something like that. But that was the assault weapon, which means it was a rifle. 3,600, well, let's just do the math. 3,450 of the weapons were not assault weapons. They were handguns. And of the 3,600 that were taken, they were probably, and I'm going to make this bet, all illegal. There wasn't a single legal firearm taken in these assaults. Here's another thing that report didn't even mention. A man got stabbed on the Riverwalk in Chicago. They don't report these crimes because they're pedestrian compared to shootings, but there are many, many stabbings that happen. Oh, and here's some numbers for you. Over the weekend, 45 people were shot, 5 fatally, and another 2 were killed in stabbings. In the latest fatal attack, and the reason why I'm bringing these up is I want you to understand what goes on in these attacks. A 17-year-old boy was shot in the face by someone on the sidewalk about 3 p.m. as he drove in an area of Chicago. Does it matter where? You know where. Earlier Sunday, 2 men were shot, 1 fatally, in Humboldt Park on the west side. The men were outside 2 p.m. Folks, this is the middle of the day on a Sunday, when someone walked up and fired shots at him. One man, 34, was struck in the shoulder and leg and taken to Mount Sinai, where he died. The other 40 is in good condition with gunshot wounds to the arm and the abdomen. Here's another one. One man was killed, another critically wounded in a shooting Saturday in Inglewood on the south side. Just before midnight, the men 27 and 30 were outside when they heard shots and felt pain. 27-year-old suffered gunshot wounds to the hip, shoulders, and buttocks. He died. And then the other guy's in critical condition, etc. He's been identified as Benjamin Dawkins. So he's still in critical condition. By the way, if he's outside at midnight hanging out, I'll let you decide what he might have been doing. They won't tell you that. It said a Sunday morning, a 21-year-old man was fatally shot while riding in a vehicle on the south side. He was sitting in the front passenger seat of the vehicle at about 11:15 p.m. when someone fired shots in his direction. He was shot 3 times in the head and twice in the arm. Wow. Fired shots in his direction? Wow. That's all I got to say. I hope the car wasn't moving, because if they could have shot this dude 3 times in the head with the car moving, that guy was a sniper. Anyway, he was another one. A 37-year-old man fatally shot during a fight. You get that one. Standing outside with a group of people when he began arguing with another male. Guy's name is Travis Willis. Guy pulled out a weapon, probably an assault weapon, and shot the guy in the head twice. Then they bring up the non-fatal attacks. Five people wounded, one critically, in a shooting Sunday near the West Side. Group was standing outside of the 2100 block, they tell you where. Gray Audi SUV with three people inside drove by. Somebody fired shots at the crowd. I know, folks. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. A 29-year-old suffered two gunshot wounds to the abdomen, was taken to Stroger Hospital in critical condition. A second man was struck twice in the back. And they go on to tell you about the people at this particular event. These were people probably just hanging out, having a little get-together. But you know what LeBron says? I feel so bad with my people. Man, we get up, we just going to work, you could get killed, man. And just doing your job, you could get killed, man. And just doing this and that and the other, man. And just being black in America. Let me tell you what. Being black in America in your neighborhood is 50,000 times more dangerous than if you were black and you lived by a police substation. But they aren't going to tell you the truth about that. A couple of these stories really stick out to me. I'm not going to go back over them, but they'll say things like, teenage boy was standing out at 2 p.m. in the afternoon and he was shot on the sidewalk. 17-year-old, 14-year-old. Let me tell you what these kids are doing at that time on the block in their neighborhood. They're dealing dope. They didn't get shot willy-nilly. They're dealing dope. Bad dope, dope deal. You got money, I'm going to take your money. A friend of mine who's a cop said, I've seen people get killed for $2 because somebody knew they had $2. Black folks killing black folks. But black lives matter, right? Let's teach critical race theory, man. And you know what else? Let's glorify George Floyd. Let's glorify Michael Brown Jr. Let's glorify thugs. Let's let people know when a thug gets killed, it's always for the right, you know, for the wrong reason. The cop was wrong. The thug was right. Let's build a shrine. And let's ignore all the other things that are happening. When we come back, I'm going to talk about St. Louis. Those numbers will blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You listen to my show, are you paying attention? If you are, you know that Chicago, who I just talked about, is the 71st most dangerous city in America. How's that for the stats that I just gave you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The 71st! I told you there were a couple of stories that were of interest to me. Here's one. A 29-year-old man was shot Sunday while filling up his vehicle at a gas station in an East Ukrainian village. I wonder if a cop did it. LeBron, huh? You think anybody's going to bring up the idea that a black guy is killed at a gas station or he's killed on a corner and it wasn't a cop? Huh, LeBron? Is this thing on? Hey, stop bouncing the ball. A 14-year-old boy was shot Saturday night in Grand Crossing on the South Side. The guy that got shot at the gas station, here's what he was doing. He was filling up with gas, and a male approached him and fired shots. Gunshot wound to the leg. He lived. Good thing is he lived. I just want you to understand. This teenage boy, 17 years old, was standing in front of a home at about 7:45 p.m. when someone approached him and fired shots. Gunshot wounds to both legs. I think they were sending a message. This is our turf. But forget Chicago, man. St. Louis, the most dangerous city in America. I'm going to give you the stats here in a second. They moved forward to cut $4 million from their police budget and remove 95 vacant police officer jobs. A local board of estimate and apportionment voted 2-1 in favor of the spending plan, which is going to remove $4 million from $171 million police budget and reallocate it to social services. The plan, according to St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones, is intended to, quote, address the root causes of crime and support the victims of crime, as well as those who've been, and I love these words, underserved and underrepresented. Let me tell you something. If you know anything about the criminal justice system, you know black folks ain't been underserved and underrepresented. We are part of the criminal justice system in appalling statistical levels. They go on to talk about this plan. They cut 98 vacant police jobs, 6 lieutenants, 25 sergeants, 67 officers, which the mayor says has been vacant for 12 years. You want to know why? Because no cop wants the job. Several groups have criticized the move, citing the amount of violent crime in the city. I'm going to get to it. Including a group of black police officers that argued the police department is already stretched too thin. And here's what they said. St. Louis City has a right now problem relative to violent crime. So any measure that does not include police staffing is misguided. Which, if you learned anything from listening to this show over the years, that's what leftists are great at. Giving misguided policy. So, this is the Ethical Society of Police. The imbalance between the number of calls for service in the busiest districts to the number of officers assigned leaves little time for proactive patrols and community building. You want to know why? They don't want proactive controls or police actually establishing themselves in the community. That would be antithetical to what Democrats want to happen. They want a division between the police and the people. In 2020, the homicide rate in St. Louis, get this, folks, was the highest in 50 years. As of March 29th, according to St. Louis police statistics, they had 41 killings since the start of 2021. At the same time the year before, they had 30. Now, that doesn't give you the comparison we're looking for here, because I'm going to give you that comparison here in a second. Now, on March 29th, let's just say March 30th, the end of March, they had 41 murders. We are now at the beginning of May. So roughly a month. There are now 65 murders in St. Louis in 2021. There have been 24 more murders in 1 month in St. Louis. That rivals Chicago. They say the 65 homicides in 2021 represents a 23% increase over this time last year, which, as I said, was the highest increase in murder rates in over 50 years. Also, it's a 31% increase over 2019. Those are startling statistics. Wow. Any reason why I left? Do I need to explain why we moved from St. Louis? I came back from doing a Fox hit in New York. I was on Outnumbered. Melissa says, we're moving. We're out of here. 30 days later, we had left St. Louis, the home of the body bag. But let's put these killings in perspective. St. Louis is a town of 318,000 people. I don't know how big the metro area is because it goes into East St. Louis, which is actually in Illinois. And East St. Louis is a dangerous place. But taking Chicago with its population of 2 million in St. Louis, you understand how much more dangerous St. Louis is than Chicago. And I don't even like telling people this because I'm trying to sell a house in St. Louis. I'm hoping these crazy yuppies, these white yuppies from Wokeville, move there quickly and overpay for my house. But let me give you the numbers. Well, for those doing the math, St. Louis is well over 300% more deadly than Chicago. Hard to believe. Gets no press. Chicago's 71. I talk about it a lot because I really want people to understand how this is a cover-up. It's a conspiracy. You have a town of 318,000 people. 60-something people, 65, have died within the last year. I mean, this year alone. And the mayor, Tashara Jones, lessens police. We have people like Tashara Jones and many others out there, these leftists, who want to defund the police or get rid of them. And what is she going to give them? People to talk to, community organizers or whatever. It is a redistribution of money to cronies. That's all it is. You should go on a, what do they call it, like a bulletin board and read St. Louis expatriates. Why did I leave? It'll blow your mind. The reason why these people leave is very simple. They're sick of the city, the rise in crime, the tax rate. You pay a 1% city tax to live in a city with the highest murder rate in the country, the highest violent crime rate in the country. You should be so privileged that on top of a 6% state income tax, you pay a 1% tax. Whether if you live in the city or if you drive in the city to work, you're welcome. If they took away that 1% tax, St. Louis would be decimated. And look, I already know this. I'm going to give you guys some numbers. A decade, 12 years ago, St. Louis, certainly within the last 20 years, St. Louis had almost 25, well, St. Louis, the state of Missouri, mostly in St. Louis, had 25 corporate offices of companies of the Fortune 500. 25 of those companies resided in Missouri, most of which were in either St. Louis or Kansas City, and of course, St. Louis had the most. Today, two decades later, not even a full 2 decades later, St. Louis has 12 corporate offices of the Fortune 500. Two of those companies, I happen to know their management team because I was a management consultant in the area at the time, are contemplating leaving. That's right. It's too dangerous. One of them moved its corporate headquarters out of St. Louis into the suburbs. In St. Louis, Missouri was lucky that they didn't leave completely. On the heels of Michael Brown and the lies that were told there, all of them are talking about getting out of there. They're saying enough is enough. The only thing that's saving that city, and thank God it is, they put in this big interspatial thing, geospatial thing for the military, for the government. And that has created a glut of housing. And they got all these bureaucrats moving in. Can you imagine what this city is going to be like in a decade? Being run by leftists who have zero concern about safety? I've warned many friends, St. Louis's downtown looks friendly. It is not. Don't go out at night. Don't do it. I got to leave it there, folks. Thanks for being a part of what we do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.